Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. For this week's candle, and that's right, I did say candle, in place of a cocktail this week, Ioana and I decided that we were going to feature the Winter Mantle Candle from Homesick's Holiday Collection. Now, this candle is truly special. It really transports you home to the living room, to the kitchen, and really just brings in the nostalgia to the space. So, per Homesick, eucalyptus and fresh spruce drape over the mantle. Holly berries and reindeer peek through the garland, and it's the most wonderful time of the year, and it really is. With top notes of Fraser fir and holly berry, and that is pretty awesome, mid notes of eucalyptus and mistletoe wreath, and base notes of sugar, spruce, and cedar, this Homesick candle is truly perfect on the mantle or in any room in your home, and it will transport you back to all of those nostalgic holiday memories. So light the candle and let's dive into this week's interview with Homesick.
Welcome back to another episode. This week, we are featuring a brand we love who also offers the perfect holiday gifts. Founded in 2016, Homesick is a home fragrance and lifestyle brand with one simple goal: to bring joy to your home by helping you feel closer to the people, places, and moments that matter most. They've been inspired by their loyal fans and have expanded the Homesick range to almost 200 different products, representing all the things that matter most, from every U.S. state to multiple cities and countries to occasions, people, and moments. We love the brand so much, I have even gifted Aaron one of their fabulous New York City candles when I asked him to be my man of honor. Here to chat with us about all things candles is a general manager of Homesick, Lauren McCord. Lauren, welcome to Sip With Me.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
We are big candle fans, obviously, if we have not made that clear. We truly, we resonate with the fact that they and the power of scent can transport you literally to places, to people, to moments and times, whether they're small or large. And like Ioana mentioned, the New York City candle is what I got and what still sits on my counter to this day. And it literally takes me back not only to when she asked me to be her man of honor, but to like the wedding. And it, you know, has all these positive impacts on me. And so we really love what you do. And we love this brand specifically and kind of that it's like purpose-driven candles. So for maybe people that don't know what Homesick is, which everyone will soon know, give everyone a peek behind the brand. What is it? What's the vibe? And give us a little bit about the founding story of where Homesick comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you guys are familiar with the brand and you have our candles. And so you can firsthand experience that. Homesick really started with its name. So Homesick was born out of missing somewhere special. And the founders moved away from home and, you know, wanted a way to connect with the places that they're from. So they really unlocked this really powerful tie between scent and memory and came up with that idea of developing scented candles that could really authentically capture their favorite places. So, you know, the first candles to go to market were Georgia, Texas, and Florida back in 2016. And then
that
quickly grew to, you know, all 50 states. We have a bunch of cities and countries. And, you know, fast forward to 2018, when Brands Group acquired Homesick. And that's also around the time I joined the Wynn team. And we've really grown the assortment beyond just locations to represent a broad range of, you know, those people, places, and moments that matter most. And we have a bunch of different examples of that. You know, we have a very fresh fragrance Gone Hiking candle that brings the outdoors in. And that was really born out of COVID because a couple of years ago, that's all we could do, you know? outside all the time and enjoying it. And, you know, we want to help you beat the winter blues with our Lake Living candle and take you to warmer boat days. And we've partnered with some really awesome major brands and franchises that also have that nostalgic tie. And it just allows us to be really creative and bring fun memories and fond moments into our customers' homes. And it's just, it's an amazing brand to work on. I can really connect with anyone when you're talking about homesick, and such a good conversation piece in your home. Like you said, it's on your calendar. And I love candles. Who doesn't?
Exactly. What is the like process to like from idea conception to actually like making a candle a reality? Because I feel like there's so many paths you could go down to pick a scent. So what does that process kind of look like on the back end?
Yeah, absolutely. And it all starts with a concept. And there's so many concepts that we want to do. It's really an open road with homesick when you think about, you know, finding those moments and memories and places that you want to connect to with people. So we really lean on our audience to understand what they want to see next and our data. And when it comes to making the candles, it's talking with experts, it's talking with locals in the communities and sitting down with our perfume chemists and figuring out how to translate those fragrances. And at the end of the day, just making sure we're giving our customers a really great smelling candle.
Interesting.
It's so interesting to hear kind of like the process behind it as well.
A fragrance chemist.
Yeah.
That's a job.
It is. We're like, you know, how do you translate, you know, some of our partnerships that we've done, I'm sure you've seen on our site, I can talk about for days, but like Star Wars.
Yep.
Star Wars is very nostalgic. It has a very big following. It's so important to people. So, you know, that comes with a lot of pressure when you're trying to,
you know, what does Star Wars smell like
and Tatooine. So really leaning on those fan bases and audience and the experts that we partner with.
And the ingredients themselves, I know a lot of people these days buy candles very intentionally, depending on how they're made, what kind of wax is used, all that kind of stuff. Talk about what actually goes into the candles so that people can know and make informed decisions.
Absolutely. And it's definitely a preference of what you're looking for in a candle and what matters to you most. So, you know, we want to bring in really quality ingredients to something that you're going to be spending a lot of time around in your home. And for us, you know, that means really developing custom fragrance oils and using essential oils in those fragrances and making sure things are non-toxic. And we use a soy wax blend and 100% with cottons and recyclable materials in our packaging and labels. So really trying to be conscious of that.
I would love to know, is there a story behind like the label? Is if people have never seen the label, essentially it's white and then big, bold, like all caps, black text. And really like when you see it, that's like what you see. And I think like that combined with the scent itself, like really like it's like the New York candle. It says New York City and nothing else. Can you talk about what the purpose behind that and kind of why you went with that direction?
Absolutely. I mean, our branding is really clean and crisp and it works for all channels. I mean, when this brand was launched back in 2016, selling candles online was kind of a weird concept. Like most people are, you know, one of their favorite pastimes is going down the shelves and selling candles in the store, right? And you're like, ooh, that smells good. I want to take it home. So for us, we're selling something scented online, which was, you know, a little bit new. And so what we've done is, you know, you're shopping online and you're seeing our candles and we have a lot of different candles and we have a very bold and strong font that is just clean and clear and easy to read. And that's what you're getting. And online, we do a great job with, you know, our really fun copy team and describing those places and really hooking our audience by capturing what's meaningful to them.
Yeah.
And our packaging is really fun. I mean, we have bright colors, we have fun patterns. You know, we have our states on our state boxes. Mm-hmm. So that's really great for a retail customer who is buying them off the shelf.
Yeah. I love it. Cool.
And we can obviously, for us on video, see behind you the winter mantle. Yeah. And we kind of talked about this before we got into the interview. But obviously with the upcoming holidays, you're going to have seasonal scents. So tell us more about those seasonal scents and what else is in store for the holidays.
Absolutely. And I mean, holidays in general are just such a nostalgic time of year for so many people. And it's a huge time for homesick and candles. So we have so much fun creating new fragrances. And so this year we introduced a couple new candles. We have our white elephant candle, which is just like the perfect holiday party candle. It's, you know, candied oranges and cardamom and gingerbread cookies.
Oh, yeah.
It's a favorite. We have tree lighting, which is just a really fun, bright blend of citrus and berry and connects to those fond memories going to the big town tree lighting. Mm-hmm. We have snow day, and that's notes of juniper and vanilla and frosted mint. And who doesn't want to remember snow day? Those are like the best days mm-hmm. of the year. And they really complement our existing candles. So like you can see winter mantle hanging above my head, which is really that like tried and true tree smelling candle. We have the Nutcracker, Ski Trip, and Lacca's and Lights.
Oh my God.
We need them all, Aaron.
We need them all.
I know. I got to send you them all. They're so fun.
Oh my God. I also saw somewhere that you have a personalization option as well. Is that true?
It is true. So I can definitely tell you a bit about our personalization. I mean, starting with homesick, it's such a personal gift already, right? So like, you're thinking about that person and what's meaningful to them. You know, when you were gifted New York City, it's because New York City means something to you and it's going to bring a smile to your face. And like I said, we have the beautiful packaging. So we got you covered on gift wrap, and we recognized that we're being gifted, and we really wanted to lean into that and just make the customer experience that much better. So we did that in two ways. We have UV printed notes, so printing a note directly on the candle. And then we also have our Homesick by You custom program. So with the UV printing, we just found like a really fun way to do that gift note that you're adding to any package you're sending at the checkout. So, you know, to Aaron, you know, missing you so much and our trip to New York. So,
oh yeah, I
is
would
that,
buy that.
Is it on yours? So that goes right on the candle, and it's just something that's really special. It puts a smile on your face when you're going to light the candle, and you can always burn through your candle and rinse it out and reuse it as a cup or a vase, and you have that special note forever. So that's one of the ways that we can personalize our candles. And then I also previewed our Homesick by You program. So this was launched in the past month or so, and it's really just bringing our custom program directly online to our customers. So you can go to homesick.com, click custom candles, create your own batch. So, you know, you can name it Aaron's birthday party or sip with me and add a logo.
Oh my God.
Aaron, this is what we're doing this weekend.
I know. These are your holiday gifts, but it's so fun. You know, we let you pick packaging and fragrance, and then in 2 weeks you have the perfect wedding favor or birthday party gift or corporate event gift.
Okay. I wish I knew this before my wedding. I feel like that's such a great gift, because I feel like wedding favors are just, I hate wedding favors. Typical wedding favors, like no one likes them, no one keeps them, but
no
this,
one keeps them. Yeah, they like always say that's the biggest waste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is something
I kept my homesick candle.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Wedding is such a special time too that we try and capture. You know, we have a wedding collection at Homesick that captures the moments throughout the day. We have bride's bouquet, which is fresh and florally, and we have black tux, which is a little bit more masculine. And my favorite is just married, which I need to get in your hands as your next Homesick candle. Yes. But it smells like a honeymoon. It smells like ocean air and peach and champagne, and it's just perfect in keeping those memories alive.
You need that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's snowing outside. We're in Chicago, so that's like the perfect candle right now to help us escape.
Take us back.
Yeah. Exactly. You kind of touched on in the beginning of the interview, Star Wars, and obviously you guys have done so many other collaborations with brands. So I'd love for you to talk more about the different brands you've worked with and like different themes and how you guys have gone about creating the candles for those themes?
Yeah, we've worked with a few different brands, all very different, you know, films, franchisees, but what they all have in common, also relating back to our core, is just having very passionate communities and having fond memories that bring you comfort and joy when you think about it. So whether that's Dunkin', who we've partnered with, in bringing, you know, your favorite coffee fragrance to life through a candle, it's taking you back to those memories of like swinging through the drive-thru on your way to school when you first get your driver's license.
Oh, like, my God.
Your stop for munchkins and donuts on your way to the beach. That's probably one of my favorite candle making memories, is just sitting down with the perfume chemist and getting ingredients from the Dunkin' team and talking to locals, you know, in the New England area, and just tearing apart donuts and chugging a bunch of coffee and sitting around and being like, what does this mean to our audience? And we've done that with other brands and franchises too. We have, you know, an MLB line. So if you grew up going to Fenway Park, you know, of course it smells like peanuts and grass, like you would think about, but then it also has that hint of lemonade for Dell's Lemonade, which is like so personal to the locals and your experience at Fenway. And then, you know, I touched on Star Wars, but there's Star Wars and Harry Potter, and it's like bringing to life these fictional places, which, like I said, is a lot of pressure, but it's so much fun. It's
important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. My mom is, I think Ioana, your mom too, is already online trying to get Dunkin' candles.
Oh my gosh.
They are religious everyday drive-thru people.
They are. Yeah. I mean, just if it's in your routine, it is in your routine. It's in your blood.
I love that. Our last question for you, obviously very busy time with the holidays coming up, but also a new year. Any plans, product launches, anything you want to shout out or highlight, anything exciting going on?
Yeah, absolutely. We always have exciting going on. I'm trying to think. I can't say too much or get into specifics, but, you know, we definitely have some exciting partnerships coming up. A very well-loved TV show to kick off the new year. I think is your only hint I can give you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stay up at night.
Yeah, but, I mean, just tying back to like what we're doing is just taking those fond memories and bringing them to life. And we just have that unique proposition that we're able to capture those things that people love and just authentically tell that story through candles, whether it's a TV show or a new spring memory. We'll have to keep our eyes
open. We're excited.
All right. So we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we've gotten to talk about our memories and our favorite candles. Now we will flip the table on you. So we have six questions and we just want your first gut instinct answer.
Okay.
All right. Ioana, do you want to start?
Yes. Okay. Favorite holiday scent.
Oh, my favorite holiday scent is Winter Mantle for sure.
Okay.
It smells like decorating the Christmas tree and it's so quintessential to me.
Mm-hmm. I like the name too. Mm-hmm. Like the name is very good. Whoever thought of that. do you have a dream collaboration, whether that is a celebrity, a brand, a place that you would want to see do work with Homesick?
So many. And I hate pinning it on one, but I think what we have planned for the new year is definitely a dream come true for me, but we'll have to come back to it in like a month and a half.
Okay. We'll keep post notifications on the Homesick Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite state candle scent?
Massachusetts. No brainer for me.
I knew it. What is your favorite room to put a candle in?
I, not surprisingly, have candles in all my rooms, but I think my favorite is my office. I am always burning a candle. We have an amazing home office candle. But today I'm burning New Home, actually, because like I was telling you guys about, I've just been sprucing up the space and just painted the walls. And, you know, that alone is such fun memories with my husband and it just smells really great.
I love that. So cute.
So if a sip with me were a scent, what would it be and how would you describe it?
Oh, this is good. Book with me is all about fun cocktails. So I definitely need some kind of bubbly in there. We have some champagne notes. I see mixing in a little bit of fun with some berries, maybe like a cranberry or an elderberry for some color. And then a citrus wedge to give it a little kick. With some orange.
That sounds so good.
Wow, you basically just made a cocktail. Like it? All right, our last question for you. We are a Cocktail Hour themed podcast. So do you have a favorite cocktail, go-to beverage, or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
Definitely. I have my preferences. So when I'm looking at a cocktail menu, I scan for anything that's tequila or bubbles. And I have to say, there's so many fun spritzes right now.
Yeah.
And I'm really liking an elderflower spritz with a rosemary sprig. Yeah. It is perfect for this time of year.
Love it.
That sounds so
good. Very reliable. Sweet. All right. Well, tell everyone where they can engage with Homesick online, where they can buy your candles, and where to follow you all on Instagram.
Yeah. So homesick.com. Go to Homesick on Instagram is where to follow us. And we have some really fun things planned for the holiday season. So stay tuned.
Awesome. Lauren, thank you very much for joining us. And like we said, we will keep our eyes closely peeled for everything coming up in the holidays and during the new year. And we'll have to revisit soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.